22 Euclid Avenue, the Lewis and Yandell Funeral Home. In the 19th century, most funerals and wakes were held in private homes. The earliest undertakers were coffin makers and stable owners who undertook the work of bringing the deceased to the burial site. For North Webster, this all changed when Jones C. Lewis was trained as an undertaker. The date is uncertain, but we know it was after 1917, when directories listed Jones as a plasterer and his wife Susie as offering tea. By 1922, the family had converted the first floor of their home into North Webster's first funeral home. Susie Lewis taught at Douglas School for many years. When Jones died in 1948, his apprentice, Ted Yandell, became the new funeral director. In 1976, Yandell's son, Ted Yandell Jr., owned the business. Note the door at the left side of the facade. Its arched top and round window are typical of the late 1920s, when this section was probably added to the original four-square house. Now look at Polk Street. This private lane was named after former slave Annie Polk, who owned this property and subdivided it in 1906.